You're tuned to WDIY, listener-supported community public radio, and we come to you at 88.1 FM in Allentown and Bethlehem, and we're also on 93.9 in Easton and Phillipsburg, 93.7 in Fogelsville and Trexlertown, and worldwide on the web at WDIY.org. WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station, your source for NPR news, local public affairs programming, and an outstanding mix of hand-picked music. I'm Carlos Benjamin, and glad to be joined in the studios this afternoon by James Super and Dana Gaynor. Welcome to WDIY.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Carlos.
Great to have you guys in here performing on the air in advance of your show tonight at Godfrey Daniels. Your band will be there. You're just as a duo this afternoon. So we'll have a sampling of some live music from you this afternoon, and we'll play a track from your CD as well.
Thank you for having us.
But you've, as the band, you've played at Godfrey Daniels a couple of times in the past?
Yes, I believe this is our fourth time. Once a year we get there.
Because I know you guys are out on the scene all the time playing, and you play downtown Allentown, and you were at blues festivals, the Lehigh River Blues Festival. So
yeah, we play a lot of festivals.
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
So, what do you want to start us out with this afternoon?
Let's do Key B.
T-Bone Shuffle.
One, two, three.
Put your head down, baby. Let's have a natural ball. Let your head down, baby. Let's have a natural ball. If you don't let your head down, we can't have no fun at all. Let your head down, woman. Let's have a little fun. Let your head down, baby. Let's have a little fun. Let your head down, baby. We got the rabbit on the run. Take it with you, woman. That's one thing for sure. You can't take it with you, baby. That's one thing for sure. There ain't nothing in the world that the T-Bone Shuffle won't cure. Shuffle, baby. We're going to have a good time tonight at Godfrey's.
We're going to have a great time, baby.
Yes, we are. T-Bone, baby. Have a good time tonight at Godfrey Daniels in Bethlehem. And if you like what you're hearing, you can check us out on the web at jamessuperbluesband.com. Thank you.
James Super and Dana Gaynor right here in our studios, live on WDIY. You know, that's that show tonight is a great kind of venue for you guys, probably.
It's beautiful. We love it there. It's always been a magical room for me since the early 80s. I met Tom Walls at Godfrey Daniels, and he turned me on to Jerry Portnoy and Ronnie Earl and a whole bunch of great blues players. And of course, Dave Fry. He's angelic as far as I'm concerned. He hates when I say that, but I'll say it anyway.
But, I mean, it's kind of a little bit different kind of place for you guys to play, because you're normally playing festivals, you're playing bars, and then you get an audience that's sitting down and watching. How does that feel?
It feels good, actually. It's not bad, because everybody over there is very, very intimate with you. You're looking right in their noses. And it's good. I always feel very close to the people that are there, and they get off, we get off, so that's a good thing.
One of the things I think, too, that's really cool is that we can... you know, we can take that festival energy and put it in Godfrey Daniels without a blink of an eye. And I think that's one of the coolest things about our band is that some of these places that we play that are very intimate, you know, the first set's always maybe a little bit iffy for us because we're not really sure what the energy is going to be like. But then pretty soon everyone turns around and starts listening, and we feel that energy, Dana will attest, we can feed off the crowd energy like we're starving. So it's a beautiful room for us, and we like it. We like the intimacy of it.
Yeah. I mean, that small, you kind of have people in the palm of your hand as opposed to a festival where they're roaming around and maybe they're getting a hot dog or whatever, right?
Well, I don't know. I think Dana can get them in the palm of her hand no matter what room you're in.
Well, I do recall seeing you all on the 4th of July playing kind of outside the Steel Stacks. You guys were doing a great show there.
Like the Sunburned Calf event.
But, you know, the latest recording of yours is your third one. It's your first non-live one. First,
correct.
Right, you had a couple of live ones before that, and then you got some recognition for it at Music Fest on August the 5th, right? You got an award right on stage.
We got an award out of London, England from the World of Harmonica. They voted it the number one harmonica album of 2012. We had to wait almost a year to get the event, but we wanted to make sure that someone from the World of Harmonica was going to be able to represent, and we picked Music Fest, so it was a great day. I think I might even bring that award to the show tonight, just so people can see it, because a lot of people didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah, congratulations on that, and I know that you've been recognized for something like 14 years, as the best harmonica player in the Lehigh Valley, is that right, James?
Yes, it is, 14 years running. I don't know how that happened, but we're very fortunate to be so recognized by the Lehigh Valley. But last year was a stellar year for us because it really, you know, it was a good year for the band, you know. I'd like to credit Dana for the, we got the CD of the year as well, or blue CD of the year, and that was all her doing, and the rhythm section and the bass player we got, and so it was a good year for the band all the way around. I'm sure this will be a good year, too.
Tell a radio audience who's in the band. It's a four-piece band, so and they're all performing tonight, right? All of you. It's Godfrey Daniels. So.
Yeah. On drums is Alan Wanamaker, well-known in the area for years. Slavik Zanyasenko is on bass. Of course, the incredible James Supra on James Supra. And I'm Dana Gaynor.
And electric guitar tonight, is that correct?
Electric guitar, slide guitar, whatever kind of guitar pops up, I'll play it.
Even homemade guitar?
Homemade ones, bought ones, you name it, bring it on in, I'll play it.
Excellent. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the band and what you all have been doing. But let's play a tune from this album that got recognition. This is a 2012 recording. You got the award this year. Tip my hat to the maker, and the tune we're playing for you here is Little Car Blues, right here on The Blend on WDIY.
driver's at the wheel. One driver in the day, two drivers at night. Ain't nobody gonna treat your little car right. Hey, baby, please let me ride in your automobile. You got a good little car, woman. Too many drivers at the wheel. I checked your oil was low. Checked your battery, your horn will blow. Hey, baby, please let me ride in your automobile. You got a good little car, woman. Too many drivers at the wheel. Come on, baby, lay it on me. In a day, two drivers at night. Ain't nobody gonna treat your little car right. Hey, baby, please let me ride in your automobile. You got a good little car, baby. Too many drivers at the wheel. You got a good little car, woman. Too many drivers at the wheel.
James Hooper Blues Band right here. That's from the CD. Tip my hat to the maker. And James and Dana Gaynor in here this afternoon, live in our studios. That's a great album. And
we love it.
You put it together, recorded it in Nazareth, got a lot of attention. You mentioned getting an award for it and being awarded that at Music Fest in this last August. So it was the World of Harmonica's second annual Album of the Year Award.
Correct.
So performing tonight at Godfrey's, you mentioned that you have somebody opening for you also.
Yeah, we have a 13-year-old girl named Kayla Avedible, who we met at this year's Valley Youth Gala at Symphony Hall. And, you know, anybody who knows me knows I'm a big fan of the musical youth, and I try to do everything I can for people that really knock my socks off, and this girl was just incredible. So I thought it would be a really cool thing to have her open up for us at Godfrey Daniels, just to give her, she doesn't have a whole lot of performing experience, but you wouldn't know that by listening to her perform. So she's a great girl, she's got a lot of potential, and we're looking forward to having her.
And Dana, you're talking, you were mentioning off mic here also how you're doing a jam over at Godfrey Daniels on a monthly basis. There's one coming up next week.
Yeah, I do a lot of jams around the valley. I do them at Godfrey Daniels every fourth Tuesday of the month. I do them at the Leather Corner Post. Every fourth Tuesday. Yeah, the Leather Corner Post is every second and fourth Thursday.
Well, you know, a little bit earlier, James, you were mentioning how Tom Walls kind of got you to go to Godfrey Daniels.
Yeah.
And I remember I was at the first time I saw you play, Jaina, was at a jam party.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, and I was blown away. And, you know, and Tom was there and admiring you and playing with you, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it was really a great night.
So yeah, it was a great night.
Really fun time to see, you know, always fun to see you play. But really
was that
fun
a Huff night. Party?
No, that was a Huff party. It was a Huff party.
Okay, that's what
it
I thought.
It might have been, yeah.
Or a Ledva.
Okay.
Yeah, those are names. So let me clarify that. But yeah, it was fun to see you kind of informal setting like that. But you're great, whether it's a jam or just playing with this band. And you did a lot of work out in California before you were out here. And
yeah.
Can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Sure. I had the good fortune of meeting John Cipollina from Quicksilver Messenger Service back in the late 70s. And he invited me out to California to be kind of a protege for him. So he put me up at his studio, and I got to hobnob around with all the rock stars from the late 70s and early 80s, and had great opportunities to play with all kinds of wonderful people, ranging from Keith and Donna Godshore and Cipollina to Dan Hicks and Buddy Miles and a whole bunch of very, very neat people who showed up in the area. I played in the house band at the biggest blues club in San Jose for many years. So all in all, it was a great place to live, great time, and good for music for me.
Now, were you doing any music with Quicksilver, or you were just...
I was doing side bands with John.
Okay. So that's quite a bit of that's a wide variety. When you said Dan Hicks, that's quite a bit different. Is that almost acoustic kind of work you were doing with
no,
him?
No, that was actually a full band. We backed him up. He had left the Hot Licks, and he was, I don't know, kind of in a downtime for him. He needed a band to go on the road. So he happened in his manager knew of us. So they hired us for... a series of dates down the East Coast with him. He was an interesting character. It was always fun to play. He tended to do very strange things on stage, which always made it kind of fun.
Carlos, I have to say that, you know, when I first met Dana and she came into this area, and I think it was also at an open jam somewhere, I knew right away that there was something special about her. Just the way she played, it reminded me of a West Coast feel. She had that West Coast California approach, and I didn't really know a whole lot about that, but I knew there was something really different about her. And the very first time I got when the time came up where I needed a guitar player, she was first on my list, and I didn't have to call anybody else after that.
Wow, so it was really that instant for you.
It really was, yeah. I wanted to call her first because she had something different that I never really had heard from any other guitar players around here. And a lot of my present friends who are knee-deep in the guitar, first thing they say to me is, where did you find her?
Yeah, a lot of versatility, and I'm also blown away by the fact that you've also made at least one of your electric
guitars.
Two
of my guitars,
yeah.
Two of them. Yeah, I like making them because I kept taking them apart when I would buy them. So they would never have things that I wanted on them, so you'd have to like change the pickups and change the bridge and change this and that. So after a while, I realized I could buy better parts than I could get if I just bought a guitar, because I'd have to spend way more than I needed to buy the kind of guitar that I can put together myself. So now I buy quality necks and quality bodies and quality pickups, and then I put them all in myself. It's a great thing to do. I recommend it to anyone who plays guitar.
I think the cool thing, too, is the weight factor, which is really cool. What does that Stratocaster weigh?
The Stratocaster is under 6 pounds. And the Telecaster that I built is 5 pounds. I built them first because I have a bad back, and I couldn't find guitars that were light enough. So I figured out that I could buy them, though. I'd buy the parts and put them together, so that's what I did.
Yeah, Rick Miller of Southern Culture on the Skids was a guest of mine this summer, and I was talking with him. He mentioned exactly that, how the Les Paul is such a heavy guitar, mm-hmm. and he plays a Dan Electro, which is very light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said it allows him to move around on stage, so it's the same kind of thing you're talking about, because you're holding that weight for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you close us out with one more? I want to let our audience know first that this is Dana Gaynor and James Super in here in our studios. The James Super Blues Band performing tonight at Godfrey Daniels. That's an 8 o'clock show. You can go online at godfreydaniels.org to find out more information on that show. And their number over there is 610-867-2390. What are you going to close us out with here?
We're going to do the title track, Tip My Hat to the Maker, which Dana wrote. And that's never performed acoustically before, so this is cool. Well, I go out drunk and dirty in the middle of the night. I don't know where I'm going to, but I just might start a fight. I cast my fate to the four winds, and I would not bet a dime. Well, I tip my hat to the maker, head on down the line. Well, there's trouble coming for me, I feel it in my bones. I don't know where it's coming from, but I should not be alone. I cast my fate to the four winds, and I would not bet a dime. Well, I tip my hat to the maker, head on down the line. Drunk and dirty in the middle of the night. I don't know where I'm going to, but I just might start a fight. I cast my fate to the four winds, and I would not bet a dime. No. Well, I tip my hat to the maker, head on down the line. Well, I tip my hat to the maker, head on down the line. Well, I tip my hat to the maker, head on down the line.
James Super and Dana Gaynor right here in our studios at WDIY. Just before we close out, I want to mention that your band is, the James Super Blues Band, is performing at the Lehigh Valley Christmas concert a week from Sunday.
That is correct.
And what other gigs do you have coming up that weekend? It's probably a big weekend.
It's crazy for us, and we're very fortunate to be so busy. I do know that we have Grumpy's Barbecue and the Slate Quarry Hotel coming up next week. Yeah, Slate Quarry Hotel in Nazareth.
Slate Quarry is this Saturday night. Grumpy's is next Saturday night.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and I'm playing with my band on the 29th at the Emmaus VFW.
All right. Well, thanks for being my guest this afternoon here on The Blend.
Thank you for having us, Carlos.
Yeah, music from Stanton Moore. And to take us up to the culture calendar here on WDIY, then All Things Considered from NPR coming your way at 4:00.